Backquote, 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 markdown. Hash, hash, introduction. Welcome to stage two of our course. Comprehensive user journey for advanced data scientists. In this stage, we will focus on the essential tools and frameworks needed for machine learning. As you advance your career, it's vital to build proficiency with these technologies, particularly through hands-on coding experiences. By the end of this stage, you will have developed practical skills in using Python and industry standard frameworks, enabling you to implement scalable and effective machine learning solutions. So, let's dive in. Hash hash main content. Hash 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 introduction to Python for machine learning. NumPy, pandas. First, let's explore Python, a programming language that has become the cornerstone of machine learning. We'll start with NumPy, which offers efficient array computations and is the backbone for many scientific computing tasks. For example, consider a dataset of customer purchase histories. With NumPy, you can quickly perform operations like calculating the mean, median, or standard deviation, providing insights into customer behavior. Here's a simple example. Backquote, 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 Python. Import NumPy as np. Hash example. Customer purchase data. Data equals 120, 340, 230, 560, 150. Array underscore data equals np. Array. Data. Mean underscore purchase equals np. Mean. Array underscore data. Print. Mean purchase value. Quote. Mean underscore purchase. Backquote, backquote, backquote. Next, we have pandas, which builds on NumPy by providing powerful data manipulation capabilities. Think of it as your go-to library for data preparation. You can easily load data from various formats, CSV, Excel, or SQL databases, and perform operations like filtering, aggregating, and merging datasets. Imagine you are cleaning a dataset before feeding it into a machine learning model. Pandas makes this process seamless and efficient. Example of data manipulation using pandas. Backquote, 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 Python. Import pandas as PD. Hash example. Cleaning customer data. Data equals. Name. Alice. Bob. Charlie. David. Purchase. 120. None. 230. 560. Closing curly bracket. DF equals PD. Data frame. Data. Hash fill missing values and calculate total purchases. DF. Purchase. Equals DF. Purchase. Filna. 0. Print. DF. Backquote, backquote, backquote. Hash 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 scikit-learn library for machine learning. Now that we have a solid foundation in Python, let's move to scikit-learn, a robust library that simplifies the process of implementing machine learning algorithms. Scikit-learn provides a wide array of algorithms for classification, regression, and clustering. For instance, if you're working on a project to predict housing prices, you can use scikit-learn's linear regression or decision tree algorithms with just a few lines of code. The library also includes handy utilities for model evaluation and validation, such as cross-validation and confusion matrices, which are essential for assessing your model's performance. Example of using scikit-learn for linear regression. Backquote, 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 Python. From sklearn. Linear underscore model import linear regression. Import NumPy as np. Hash example. Predicting house prices. X equals np. Array. 1, 2, 3. Hash square footage in 1000s. Y equals np. Array. 150, 200, 250. Hash prices in $1000s. Model equals linear regression. Model.fit, x, y, predicted equals model, predict, 4, hash predict for 4000 sqft, print, predicted price, quote, predicted, zero, backquote, 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 hash, 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 TensorFlow and Keras for deep learning. Next, we'll delve into deep learning with TensorFlow and Keras. TensorFlow is a powerful framework developed by Google that allows developers to create complex neural networks. Keras, on the other hand, is a high-level API for TensorFlow that simplifies the construction of deep learning models. Let's say you want to develop a convolutional neural network to recognize images of cats and dogs. With Keras, you can build and train your model using clear and concise code. You'll learn how to layer your neural networks, compile them with optimizers, and evaluate their performance. This is essential for any data scientist looking to harness the power of artificial intelligence. Example of building a simple neural network with Keras. Backquote, 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 Python. From TensorFlow, Keras, models import sequential. From TensorFlow, Keras, layers import dense. Hash example. Simple feedforward neural network. Model equals sequential. Dense. 10. Activation equals ReLU. Input underscore shape equals 5. Dense. 1. Activation equals sigmoid. Model. Compile. Optimizer equals atom. Loss equals binary underscore crossentropy. Metrics equals accuracy. Print. Model. Summary. Backquote, backquote, backquote. Hash, hash, hash. AWS SageMaker for scalable machine learning solutions. In today's cloud-centric world, it's essential to leverage platforms like AWS SageMaker for scalable machine learning solutions. SageMaker provides a complete suite of tools for building, training, and deploying machine learning models quickly. Imagine you're working with a massive dataset that your local machine cannot handle. With SageMaker, you can spin up instances in the cloud, train your models, and deploy them with ease. This is a game changer for professionals looking to implement machine learning in real-world applications. Example workflow in AWS SageMaker. 1. Upload your dataset to an S3 bucket. 2. Use SageMaker's built-in algorithms or your custom code to train a model. 3. Deploy the model as an endpoint for real-time predictions. Backquote, 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 Python. Hash note. Code for SageMaker would typically involve AWS SDKs and environment setup. Hash example. Use Boto 3 to connect to SageMaker. Code snippets or pseudocode can be included for advanced learners. Backquote, backquote, backquote. Hash, hash, hash. PostgreSQL for data storage and management. Lastly, let's discuss PostgreSQL, an open-source relational database that plays a crucial role in data management. In your machine learning projects, you'll often find yourself needing to store and retrieve large volumes of data efficiently. PostgreSQL allows you to design sophisticated queries to handle your data. For instance, you can use SQL to join multiple tables, aggregate data, and extract meaningful insights to feed into your machine learning pipeline. Understanding how to manage your data effectively is fundamental to becoming an advanced data scientist. Example of working with PostgreSQL using Python. Backquote, 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 Python. Import scikit-2. Hash example. Connecting to PostgreSQL and retrieving data. Con equals scikit-2, connect. DB name equals your underscore DB. User equals your underscore user. Password equals your underscore pass. Host equals localhost. Cursor equals con. Cursor. Cursor. Execute. Select asterisk from customers limit 5. Quote. Rows equals cursor. Fetch all. For row in rows. Print. Row. Con. Close. Backquote, backquote, backquote. Hash, hash, conclusion. Congratulations. You've now covered important tools and frameworks for machine learning. We began with the essentials of Python. exploring libraries like NumPy and Pandas for data manipulation. Then, we ventured into scikit-learn for machine learning algorithms, followed by TensorFlow and Keras for deep learning applications. We wrapped up with AWS SageMaker for scalable solutions and PostgreSQL for effective data management. Each of these tools plays a significant role in your journey as an advanced data scientist, empowering you to tackle complex projects with confidence. #reflection questions. 1. How can you apply your knowledge of Python libraries like NumPy and Pandas in your current or future projects? 2. What specific machine learning algorithms would you consider implementing using scikit-learn? And why? 3. How do you envision using cloud platforms like AWS SageMaker to enhance your machine learning capabilities? Thank you for joining me in stage 2 of our course. I look forward to seeing how you apply these tools and frameworks in your journey ahead.